from Lord Vishnu's abdomen.
Ponosan sam što sam se rodio na lotosu koji je izrastao iz trbuha gospodina.
You say that the Lord accepts offering from me, but he only does so to show by example that it's important to do sacrifice, not because of me.
Možeš reći da gospodin prima ponude kome ponudimo žrtvovanje, ali ne radi to zbog mene. To radi kako bi pokazao primjerom da je bitno vršiti žrtvovanje.
At this moment, Sanatan Goswami asks a question.
U tom trenutku Sanatan Goswami postavlja pitanje.
If the Lord resides in this universe on Brahma's planet, then why did Lord Brahma with the demigods go to Svetadvip in order to make a report of the demoniac increase on planet Earth and asked him for help? Why not on Brahma's planet?
Ako gospodin boravi tamo u materijalnom svijetu na njegovoj planeti, zbog čega je onda gospodin Brahma zajedno sa svim polubogovima morao otići na Svetadvip kako bi tamo zamolio gospodina za pomoć kada se povećao broj demona i nitkova? Zašto to nije napravio na svojoj planeti, na Brahma Loki?
I have heard that we have only scholars in Croatia.
Čuo sam da u Hrvatskoj imamo samo učenjake.
I must admit this is a very difficult question.
Moram priznati da je ovo pitanje vrlo teško.
Sanatan Goswami says yes, Lord is present in Svetadvip and also on Brahma Loka.
Da, kaže Sanatan Goswami, gospodin je prisutan i na Brahma Loki i na Svetadvipi.
Bhumi and all the demigods first came to Brahma Loka, but to complain about what was going on at the earth, but the Lord was just sleeping, so they didn't want to disturb, so they went to Svetadvip.
Bhumi i svi polubogovi prvo su došli na Brahmaloku kako bi se požalili zbog stanja na zemlji, međutim gospodin je tamo spavao pa ga oni nisu željeli iznemiravati i stoga su krenuli na Svetadvipu.
Another reason was that Lord Vishnu was staying on Brahmaloka, but Brahmaji thought, if they now go to my Lord, then he will leave my planet. I want him to stay, so better we all go to another place in the universe where the Lord is also, that is Svetadvip.
Drugi razlog zbog čega su oni išli na Svetadvip bio je taj što je Brahmađi pomislio, gospodin Višnu se sada nalazi na mojoj planeti, ako oni sad svi dođu pred njega sa ovom obom, on će otići odavde, on kako on to nije želio, sve ih je pelio na Svetadvip.
Narada Muni, you say, this Brahma continues, that I am so dear to Lord Krishna, that I am the greatest recipient of mercy. But if I am so dear, why did I constantly make offenses against Krishna?
Brahma onda rekao, odnosno nastavio svoj govor Naradi, i rekao, dragi moj Narada, ti kažeš da sam ja onaj koji je primio najviše blagoslova od gospodina Krišne. Međutim, ako je to doista tako, zašto onda stalno radim uvrede prema gospodinu Krišni?
Remember the demon Hiranyakashipu. He was praying to me to get blessings to almost become immortal.
Sjeti se samo demona Hiranyakashipu. On mi se molio kako bi dobio blagoslove praktički da postane besmrtan.
And I gave him these blessings.
Ja sam mu te blagoslove dao.
You cannot be killed in day and night, not on the land, not in the sky, not in the water, not inside, outside. I gave the blessings.
A ja sam mu te blagoslove dao. Nećeš umreti ni danju, ni noću, ni na zemlji, ni u vodi, ni u zraku, ni unutra, ni vani. Sve sam mu dao te blagoslove.
But what did my candidate do?
A što je kandidat učinio?
He tortured the devotee Prahlad.
On je mučio baktu Prahlada.
That finally the Lord had to appear and kill the demon because of my blessings.
Tako da se na kraju gospodin morao pojaviti i ubiti tog demona, a sve zbog mojih blagoslova.
Because of my blessings he had become so powerful that it needed the Lord to appear to kill him.
Zbog mojih je blagoslova postao tako moćan da se sam gospodin morao pojaviti kako bi ga ubio.
Then we all wanted to pacify Lord Narsimhadev.
Onda smo svi željeli umiriti gospodina Narsimhadeva.
But he didn't accept me.
Ali on ga nije prihvatio.
He became more furious and more furious and more furious, so that we finally had to send Prahlad to pacify him.
On je samo postao se bješnji, tako smo na kraju morali poslati Prahlada kako bi ga umirio.
Then Prahlad sat on the lap of Lord Narsimhadev.
Prahlad je onda konačno sjeo gospodinu Narsimhadevu u krilo.
And what did Narsimhadev say to me?
I što mi Narsimhadev rekao?
Have you seen what your blessings have done? He almost killed my devotee Prahlad.
Vidiš li što su tvoje blagoslovi učinili? Zbog njih je moj bakta Prahlad zamalo izgubio glavu.
Do not ever give such benedictions to the demons again, O lotus born one.
O ti koji si se rodio na lotosu, nemoj više nikada davati takve blagoslove.
Just like milk which is given to a snake increases the poison of the snake, benedictions given to materialistic people only make them more dangerous.
Kao što mlijeko kojim nahranite zmiju uzrokuje da njen otrov postaje još snažniji, isto tako blagoslovi koje date materialističkim ljudima čine ih još opasnijima.
But what I did the lotus born Brahma, I gave blessings again to Ravana.
Ali što sam ja, Brahma koji se rodio na lotosu, učinio nakon toga? Dao sam blagoslova Ravani.
Who became so powerful that he tortured the whole universe.
Koji je postao tako moćan da je maltretirao cijeli svemir.
And you say I am the greatest blessed person of Lord Krishna.
A ti kažeš da sam ja osoba koju je gospodin Krishna najviše blagoslovio.
Reconsider.
Razmisli ponovo o tome.
Also my people, the demigods, have always tortured the devotees of Krishna.
Isto tako, moji ljudi, polubogovi, uvijek su mučili bakte.
Look at Varuna.
Pogledaj Varunu.
Once the father of Krishna took a bath in the Yamuna at an early time.
Krishna otac jednom se vrlo rano u danu okupao u rijeci Yamuni.
Varuna, this fool, took the father of Lord Krishna when he was taking a bath and brought him into the kingdom of water.
Varuna, ta budala, zarobio je Krishnanog oca dok se kupao i doveo ga u svoje vodeno kraljevstvo.
Krishna had to personally enter the Yamuna and go to the court of Varuna to beg Varuna to return his father.
I gospodin Krishna je osobno morao ući u Yamunu, te poći na Varunin dvor, kako bi od njega zamolio oslobođenje od svoga oca.
When Varuna saw Lord Krishna,
kad je Varuna vidio gospodina Krishnu,
he got down from his throne in the water. You know, you can imagine.
Sišao je sa svojega prijestolja u vodi. Možete zamisliti kako
je to. My Lord, now my life is successful. You have come and blessed me with your darshan.
I rekao, gospodine moj, moj život je sada savršen kada sam dobio tvoj darshan.
Krishna said, don't steal my father, give my father back.
A Krishna rekao, nema mi krasti oca, vrati mog oca.
And in this way, oh yes, no problem, here your father is. I just wanted to see you.
A on rekao, da, nema problema, evo, vraćam ti oca, samo sam te želio vidjeti.
And then Krishna went back with Nanda Maharaj, people who had waited near the Yamuna, where Nanda Maharaj had drowned, they all of a sudden saw how Krishna came back with Nanda Maharaj out of the Yamuna.
I ljudi koji su čekali na mjestu gdje je Nanda Maharaj nestao u vodi, odjednom su vidjeli Krishnu kako se vraća natrag s Nanda Maharajem.
Nanda Maharaj was in ecstasy. He said to his people, do you know what I just saw? Varuna, who had kidnapped me, got down from his throne to pay his obeisances to Lord Krishna.
I Nanda Maharaj je bio zanosu, te je rekao svim ljudima, znate li što sam upravo vidio? Varuna koji me je oteo, sišao je sa svojega prijestolja kako bi odao poštovanje Krišni.
I do not know who my son is.
Я отче не знаю, такой мой син.
Even the great demigods pay their obeisances to him.
Чак му і великі богові указують поштування.
And I do not know what will be our destiny because we stay together with Krishna. Where will we go at the end of our lives?
Я отче не знаю, какво ще бути наша судьба, зато що се дружимо с Кришном, де ще ми отичи на край свого живота.
Krishna had stood on the side as his father was telling his glories, and he had just smiled.
Krishna samo stajao sa strane dok je njegov otac govorio o njegovim slavama i samo ga slušao.
And then Krishna had asked the Brajavasis, his father, all the people, to come and accompany him. He wanted to show them something.
Krishna potom zamolio sve Brajavasije da pođu s njim kako bi im nešto pokazao.
He brought them to one place at the river Yamuna called Brahmahrada. It's a very important place. I have to make everything so short because there is so much detail. But then he said, just sit down on the bank of the Yamuna. I want to show you something.
On ih je doveo na jedno vrlo bitno mjesto na rijeci Yamuni koja se zove Brahmahrada. Te mi rekao, sjednite, molim vas, želim vam pokazati nešto vrlo bitno.
Krishna wanted to answer the question where his devotees would go after this life.
A Krishna želi odgovoriti na pitanje svojih bhakta o tome gdje će poći na kraju svog života.
All of a sudden the Brijbasis saw the atmosphere was changing. It seemed as if they looked through the universe.
Brijbasi su odjednom vidjeli kako se cijela scena mijenja. Odjednom su mogli vidjeti kroz svemir.
First they saw all the planets.
Prvo su vidjeli sve planete.
Then they looked further and saw the Brahma Jyoti, the big effulgence of the Lord.
Potom su se zagledali dalje i vidjeli gospodinov sjaj Brahma Jyoti.
Then they magically looked further and saw inside the Vaikuntha planets.
Potom su se zagledali još dalje i vidjeli unutrašnjost Vaikuntha planeta.
And then they looked even still further and saw one planet where the same Yamuna was flowing as they were seeing before their eyes.
A potom su vidjeli još dalje jedan planet kojim je tekla ista ta Yamuna na kojoj su na čim su obalama sjedili.
And there they saw themselves.
A tamo su vidjeli sebe.
Worshipping Krishna.
Kako obožavaju Krishnu.
Herding the cows.
Kako čuvaju krave.
Talking about Krishna.
Kako pričaju o Krishna.
In this way Krishna showed them that the Vrindavan which the Brijbasis experienced here on this plane was also there in the eternal spiritual world, and they would go to that same Vrindavan worshipping him like they did now.
I na taj način je Krishna pokazao kako ovaj Vrindavan čije iskustvo imaju tu na zemlji također postoji na vječnoj duhovnoj razini, te da će tamo poći i da će tamo dalje obožavati samog Krishnu.
Yes, my dear devotees and listeners, if you can go in this life to the Vrindavan on this earth, you will get an idea what will be the Vrindavan in the eternal spiritual world.
Dragi moji bhakti i slušatelji, ako možete doći u Vrindavan koji se nalazi ovdje na ovoj zemlji, možete dobiti neki uvid u to kako će izgledati Vrindavan u duhovnom svijetu.
Prabhupada said that going to this Vrindavan on this earth gives us the impetus to go to the eternal Vrindavan.
Srila Prabhupada rekao da ovaj Vrindavan na zemlji daje osobi poticaj kako bi se vratila u Vrindavan u duhovnom svijetu.
It can happen to you that Krishna gives you his mercy in this Vrindavan also by momentarily drawing the curtain of Vrindavan's landscape away. And then you see the eternal Vrindavan behind the curtain of the visible.
I možda će upravo vama gospodin Krishna dati svoju milost tako da kada ste u ovom Vrindavanu ovdje na zemlji bude razgrnut taj zastor, tako da kroz ovaj ovdje prisutan Vrindavan možete ugledati Vrindavan u duhovnom svijetu.
But I am an offender to Krishna, said Brahma.
Ali ja sam vrijeđac Krishne, rekao je Brahma.
And he narrated another time when one of his servants had stolen, had killed the son of Krishna's teacher.
Potom je također isto povijedao jednom drugom doživljaju u kojem je također njegov pratioc ubio sina Krišnog učitelja.
See, when my man, or let us when you, let us say like this, when you are a disciple of the spiritual master, you represent him, and if you do nonsense, it is very bad for the spiritual master whom you represent.
Kada ste nečiji učenik, vi predstavljate svoga duhovnog učitelja, stoga kad vi radite neke gluposti, to je vrlo loše po duhovnog učitelja čiji ste predstavnik.
Yes, the spiritual master is in some ways responsible for his disciples.
Da, duhovni učitelj na određene načine odgovoran za svoga učenika.
So here Lord Brahma says, my subordinates, the demigods, have done so many offenses against Krishna, like Varuna who stole Krishna's father, that I'm ultimately responsible for this misbehavior.
I Brahma kaže, ako su meni podređeni polubogovi napravili neku uvredu protiv Krishne, kao što na primjer Varuna oteo Krishnoga oca, onda zapravo to sve ide na mene. Ja sam odgovoran za to što su oni napravili.
And he told many incidences how demigods had offended Lord Krishna. For instance, he told also about Sankachuda, who once wanted to steal the gopis. And Sankachuda was also a man, a friend of Kuvera, who was under Brahma's rule.
On je potom ispričao o mnogim drugim zgodama prilikom koji su polubogovi vrijedili Krišnu. Recimo, jedan takav slučaj bio je Sankachuda, koji želi ukrasti Krišnine gopije. A on je opet bio prijatelj, Kuverin prijatelj, koji je također bio podređen Brahmi.
But finally Brahma says, the greatest stink I did was when I personally stole Krishna's cowherd boys and cows by magic.
Međutim, na kraju je Brahma rekao, ali najveća gladost koju sam ja osobno napravio bila je ta kada sam Krišni ukrao njegove pastire, odnosno prijatelje, i njegovu telad pomoću magije, trikom.
It was after Krishna had killed the Agasura demon, the snake demon. Then I wanted to see who's this Krishna.
To se dogodilo nakon što je Krishna ubio demona u obliku zmije, Agasuru. Želio sam vidjeti tko je taj Krishna.
The cowherd boys had just they were sitting with Krishna together and eating with Krishna, and I decided to steal them.
Dječaci pastiri sjedili su i jeli zajedno s Krishnom, a ja sam ih odlučio ukrasti.
Yes, Krishna was peacefully sitting, eating with his cowherd boys, taking something from the plate, from this plate and that plate, eating it, and instead of loving Krishna for doing it, I criticized Krishna. Krishna is moochy, he eats from another plate.
Krishna je tako sjedio sa dječacima pastirima i jeo s njima uzimajući malo iz jednog tanjura, malo iz drugoga. Umjesto da se radujem tome što vidim, ja sam ga kritizirao. Rekao sam, Krishna muči, on jede iz tuđih tanjura.
So I first stole the cows. Krishna said to his cowherd boys, I will take care of this, I will look for the cows. And when Krishna had, when I had taken Krishna by a trick into the forest, I stole all his cowherd boys.
Prvo sam mu ukrao sve krave. Kad je onda Krishna rekao svojim prijateljima, ne brinite, sad ću se za to pobrinuti, i krenuo je tražiti krave. Međutim, dok je to radio, ja sam mu ukrao sve pastire.
We know something which Brahma did not know at that time. Krishna expanded himself and all the cowherd boys and cows which had been stolen. So when Brahma came back to check what Krishna would do now, he saw the scene was unchanged. All the cowherd boys and cows were still there because Krishna had expanded himself into the stolen cowherd boys.
Međutim, mi sad znamo što se dogodilo, za razliku od Brahme koji to nije znao. To je bilo kada je Brahma se vratio, kako bi vidio šta će Krišna učiniti u takvom slučaju, vidio da je sve ostalo nepromijenjeno, zato što se je Krišna ekspandirao u sve krave, u sve pastire koje je Brahma ukrao. Oni su svi tada bili i scena je bila neizmijenjena.
Yes, Krishna had expanded himself into identical cowherd boys.
Krishna se je ekspandirao u identične dječake pastire.
Goodbye, Vira Chandra.
Doviđenje.
Good night. He had expanded himself in identical forms.
On se je ekspandirao u identične oblike.
So then, when Brahma came and looked, he all of a sudden saw how these expanded forms which Krishna had taken were changing into four-armed Vishnu forms.
I kada je Brahma došao kako bi sve to vidio, mogao je vidjeti kako se svi ti oblici koje je Krishna poprimio pretvaraju u četvoruke oblike Vishnua.
And then they again changed into boys.
A onda su se ponovo promijenili u dječake.
Krishna took his flute and played blululululut, and then together they came dancing into the village of Vrindavan.
Krishna je uzeo svoju flautu i zasvirao na njoj, te su se svi vratili u selo Vrindavanu.
The gopis liked the expanded forms of the cowherd boys more than they liked their own, and they took them on their laps.
Gopije su te ekspandirane oblike dječaka pastira voljeli više od vlastitih sinova, te su ih uzimale u svoja krila.
And the cows were so much in love with their calves that they took care of their calves.
A krave su toliko voljele svoju telad da su se još bolje brinule za nju.
So Brahma remembered this. He saw this, and later he came off his swan to pay his obeisances to Lord Krishna.
Kad je Brahma sve to vidio, kasnije je sišao sa svog nosioca labuda kako bi odao Krišni poštovanje.
And at that time he said, I was so fortunate to see Vrindavan, but what did I do? I made offenses against Krishna.
I Brahma rekao, u tom sam vrijeme imao toliku sreću da vidim Vrindavan, ali što sam učinio? Jednostavno sam napravio uvrede.
Yes. Brahma tells to Narada Muni, I just could tell Lord Krishna that I'm very sorry, and then I immediately left Brajabhumi to not make offenses again.
I onda je Brahma rekao Narada Muni, i što sam mogao napraviti? Jednostavno sam se ispričao Krishni, i potom sam otišao iz Brajabhumi, a kako ne bih više radio uvre?
I'm an offender, said Lord Brahma.
Ja sam počinio jako puno uvreda, rekao je gospodin Brahma.
I see no greater recipient of Krishna's mercy than Mahadev Shiva.
I ne vidim većeg primatelja Krishnine milosti od gospodina Shive, Mahadeve.
If you want to see a real devotee, the friend of all living entities, you must go to Shiva.
Ako želiš vidjeti pravoga baktu, prijatelja svih živih bića, trebaš poći gospodinu Shivi.
He is always intoxicated with bliss.
On je uvijek opijen blaženstvom.
He is totally unattached, and just to make a joke of us materialists, he goes around naked and dressed in a garland with skulls.
On je toliko nevezan i samo kako bi ismijao nas materialiste, ide unaokolo nag, noseći na sebi samo vijenac napravljen od lubanja.
Imagine if Gauga Dadha wanted to show how materialistic we all are and how superior he is. He might dress in a garland of skulls to make a joke out of us.
Zamislite samo kako bi izgledalo kada bi Gauga Dadha probužili to kazati nam kako smo mi svi veliki materialisti, a kako on iznad svih nas, te bi išao naokolo odjeven samo u takav vijenac od lubanja. Kako bi nas ismijao.
Do you know that the skulls on Lord Shiva's garland are just only heads from great Vaishnavas? Did you know?
Jeste li znali da su lubanje u vijencu koje nosi Shiva samo glave velikih Vaishnava?
He has matted hair, Why? Because he's so disgusted with the world that he does not even take care of himself.
Njegova je kosa neredovno počešljena, odnosno čvorovima. Zašto? Zato što jednostavno veliko zgađen s materijalnim svijetom, da uopće ne pazi na sebe.
But Shiva is so great that Mother Ganga is always decorating him.
Ali gospodin Shiva tako velik da ga uvijek krasi majka Ganga.
When Shiva dances, all the universes are destroyed.
Kad gospodin Shiva pleše, uništavaju se svi svemiri.
He can give to anyone mukti or bhakti.
On svakome može dati mukti ili bhakti.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead never accepts any offense done by Lord Shiva.
Svevišnja božanska osoba nikad ne prihvaća niti jednu uvredu koju je počinio gospodin Shiva.
He always protects Lord Shiva.
On uvijek štiti gospodina Shivu.
We will hear now a few glorifications of Lord Shiva. It's very unusual what you will hear now.
Sada ćemo čuti nekoliko slava gospodina Shive koje su vrlo neobične.
Brahma now says to Narada Muni, do you remember how Krishna once protected Shivaji when he was in great danger?
I Brahma sada govori Narada Muniju, jesi li čuo kako je gospodin Krishna jednom zaštitio Shivajija koji se nalazio u velikoj opasnosti?
Narada Muni goes like, yes, yes, I remember, but tell it anyways, it's so nice.
Narada Muni je rekao, da, sjećam se, ali molim te, samo ispričaj, to je tako lijepa priča.
Then Brahma says, once there was a demon Vrikasura who offered Lord Shiva flesh of his own body in sacrifice. He wanted something from Lord Shiva.
Jednom je postao demon Vrikasura koji je gospodinu Shivi u žrtvi ponudio tijelo, meso sa vlastitoga tijela kako bi dobio ono što je želio.
At that time, finally Lord Shiva appeared to Vrikasura and said, "What are you doing, you fool? Don't kill yourself."
Gospodin Shiva tada se pojavio pred Vrikasurom i rekao, "Što da radiš, budala? Pa nemoj se ubiti."
Vrikasura said, "I just want a benediction from you."
Vrikasura je rekao, "Ja samo želim blagoslov od tebe."
Please make that whosoever head I touch, that head will crack in 1,000 pieces.
Molim te učini da se glava one osobe koju dotaknem rukom raspadne u 1,000 dijelova.
Oh, Shiva, what a benediction. But, okay.
Shiva rekao, oh, kakav je to blagoslov, ali u redu.
At that moment, Vrikasura jumped up and ran after Shiva. I want to touch you, I want to touch you.
U tom trenutku Vrikasura je skočio i pojurio za Shivom. Želim te dodirnuti, želim te dodirnuti.
And when you are dead, I will marry your beautiful wife, Parvati. Aha.
A kada si mrtav, kad budeš mrtav, želit ću tvoju preljepu ženu Parvati. Aha.
So Lord Shiva came running to Lord Vishnu for help.
I gospodin Shiva je potrčao kako bi našao pomoć kod gospodina Vishnu.
He's after me, he will kill me, please save me.
On dolazi za mnom, molim te, spasi me, ubiće me.
So Vishnu said, just go this way, fast. And he took on the form of a beautiful brahmachari.
Gospodin Vishnu rekao, samo pođi ovdje na ovu stranu, te je poprimio oblik prelipog brahmacharya.
And in this form he appeared before Vrikasura, the bleeding demon.
I u tom se trenutku pojavio pred Vrikasurom, demonom koji je krvario.
Now when Vrikasura saw this beautiful, youthful brahmachari standing before him, he was very ecstatic, he was very moved.
Vrikasura je vrlo dirnulo kada je gledao tog predivnog, sjajnog brahmacharya pred sobom.
And Lord Vishnu spoke in a way which could bewilder the demon.
I gospodin je progovorio na način kojim je mogao zbuniti demona.
Why are you running so fast? You are so out of breath.
Zašto trčiš tako brzo? Ostao si bez daha.
I want to kill Shiva.
Želim ubiti Shivu.
He has given me the benediction to do it. I just touch his head and then finish.
Dao mi je blagoslov kojim to mogu učiniti. Ako mu samo dodirnem glavu, bit će gotovo s njim.
But the brahmachari, Lord Vishnu as a brahmachari, spoke in a very enchanting form so that his illusory Vishnu Maya covet the intelligence of the demon. He said, I have studied the benedictions of Lord Shiva. They generally don't work.
Međutim, gospodin Višnu je rekao na jedan vrlo očaravajući način, tako da je svojom Višnu majom prekrio inteligenciju toga demona, te mu rekao, znaš, ja sam proučavao blagoslove koje daje gospodin Shiva i oni općenito ne djeluju.
At this moment everyone is watching you.
U ovom trenutku svi te gledaju.
Everyone sees that you are so utterly naive to believe in Shiva's benediction. Why don't you first touch your head and see if it works?
I svi gledaju koliko si naivan što vjeruješ u blagoslove koje ti je dao Shiva. Zašto jednostavno ne bezdirno prvo vlastitu glavu pa se uvjerio da li on da li te blagoslov djeluje?
So because Lord Vishnu has the greatest illusory potency, the demons are there. Very good logic. I will touch my head and see if it works. Very good.
I budući je iluzorna energija gospodina Višnu vrlo snažna, taj demon je razmislio, da, ova logika je vrlo dobra. Dodirnut ću svoju glavu pa da vidimo.
By my own experiment, I see.
Vidit ću, zahvaljujući vlastitom eksperimentu.
I mean, you could try it anywhere, maybe at an animal or at another person, but no, he was convinced by Vishnu's logic.
To možda mogu ispravati na nekoj drugoj osobi ili na životinji, ali ne, Vishnuva logika ga je uvjerila.
And he touched his head and he killed himself.
Tako je dodirnuo svoju glavu i ubio se.
This is how Lord Krishna protects Shiva always, said Brahma.
I gospodin Brahma rekao, na ovaj način gospodin uvijek štiti Shivu.
All Vaishnavas worship Shiva as the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna.
Svi Vaishnave obožavaju gospodina Shivu kao najvećega Krishnanog baktu.
Yes. By the way, my dear devotees of Zagreb, please learn to worship Lord Shiva in this light.
Uslobodi rečeno, dragi moje zagrebačke bakte, molim vas, naučite upožavati Šivu na ovaj način.
If you want to come to Krishna, you need Lord Shiva's blessings, actually.
Ako želite doći do gospodina Krišne, zapravo su vam potrebni blagoslovi gospodina Šive.
In two ways you need his blessings.
Ti blagoslovi potrebni su vam na dva načina.
First, Lord Shiva can help us to overcome the mountain of false ego which is between us and Krishna.
Prije svega, gospodin Shiva nam može pomoći da uklonimo planinu lažnog ponosa koji se nalazi između nas i gospodina Vishnu Krishna.
And finally he can help us as the guardian before the rasa lila to enter the rasa lila.
A potom nam može pomoći kao čuvar pred rasalilom, odnosno može nas uvesti u nju.
There Lord Shiva is in the form of Gopishvara, that means the Lord of the Gopis, or Master of the Gopis.
Gospodin Shiva tamo se nalazi u obliku Gopishvare, kao gospodar Gopija.
And he sees that no unfit person goes into the Rasa Lila.
I on pazi da niti jedna osoba može u Rasa Lilu koja nije kvalificirana.
So ultimately it is our desire in Krishna consciousness to dance with Krishna, to eat with Krishna, to play with Krishna. But you have to first pass Lord Shiva.
Naša konačna želja u svjesnosti Krishna je da jedemo s Krishnom, da plešemo s njim, da se igramo s njim, ali prije toga moramo poći gospodina Shivu.
He will see that, you know, just like in a discotheque, there is a heavy person who says, you are not properly dressed, you can't go, please go outside.
Upravo kao što nalazi diskoteku, može biti osoba koja vam kaže, recimo vi niste pravilno odjeveni, ne možete ući, molim vas, odite.
Lord Krishna wants to glorify Lord Krishna. That's wrong. Lord Krishna himself wants to glorify Lord Shiva.
Sam gospodin Krishna želi slaviti gospodina Shivu.
Once, when the demigods churned the milk ocean, the Kalakuta poison was developed while churning.
Kada su bogovi jednom bučkali ocean mlijeka, nastao je otrov Kalakuta.
And this poison was so strong that it threatened to eat up the whole universe.
I on je bio toliko snažan da je zaprijetio uništenjem čitavog svemira.
Lord Krishna could have taken care of the poison, but he wanted to glorify Shiva, and that's why he went with the demigods to Lord Shiva and prayed to Lord Shiva. Krishna, pray to Shiva, please save the people from this poison.
Господи,
it eats the whole universe.
Господин Кришна не мог решить этот проблем, međutim želeći slaviti gospodina Šivu, pošao je k njemu sa svim polubokovima, te ga zamolio, gospodin Krišna je zamolio Šivu, molim te spasi nas od ovog otrova koji nagriza cijeli svemir.
And then Lord Shiva said to mighty Krishna, because you are asking me, I will do so. And he drank the whole poison, so that from this day on there is a blue line at his throat. Now Lord Shiva is known as Nilakanta, the blue-throated one, which is a sign of his compassion for everyone.
Gospodin Shiva je rekao, dragi me Krišna, kada moliš, učinit ću to. I onda je pošao i popio sav taj otrov, tako da je do toga dana na vratu ima plavu crtu i poznat je kao Nilakanta ili plavovrati, što označava njegovu samilost prema svima.
Shiva is praised by Krishna himself.
Shivu slavi sam gospodin Krishna.
You know all this, says Brahma to Narada Muni. Now, just don't waste time with me any longer. Go to Lord Shiva. He is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy.
I gospodin Narada potom, gospodin Brahma potom je rekao Naradi, ti već sve ovo znaš, stoga nemoj više tratiti svoje vrijeme sa mnom, već pođi do gospodina Shive. On je najveći bhakt od svih.
Now I want to ask you a question.
Sada vam želim postaviti pitanje.
Where do you think does Narada Muni go to meet Lord Shiva?
Što mislite, gdje odlazi Narada Muni kako bi sreo gospodina Shivu?
Where can gospodin Shiva be found?
Gdje možemo pronaći gospodina Shivu?
Good question, isn't it? Where would you go to find Lord Shiva?
Gdje biste vi pošli pronaći gospodina Shivu?
Mount Kailash.
Na planinu Kailash.
Planinu Kailash. Yes, the mountain in Tibet, huh?
To je planina na Tibetu.
This is what Narada Muni wanted to do.
I Narada Muni je to želio napraviti.
Imagine, he is on Brahma's planet and he looks now in the direction of Kailash that is down.
Zamislite, on se nalazi na Brahma Loki i gleda prema planini Kailash koja se nalazi dolje, niže.
But Brahma said, don't look down.
Ali Brahma rekao, nemoj gledati prema dolje.
If you want to see Lord Shiva in his true glory, don't go to Kailash.
Ako želiš vidjeti gospodina Shivu u njegovoj punoj slavi, nemoj poći na Kailash.
Shiva has a place beyond this, the seven layers of the universe, which is Sara Shiva Loka.
Shiva ima svoje mjesto koje se nalazi izvan sedam omotača ovoga svemira, a koje se naziva Sara Shiva Loka.
This Kailash is one of the residences of Lord Shiva in this world.
Kailash je jedno od prebivališta gospodina Shive u ovom svijetu.
This mountain used to belong to Kuvera, but he gave it to Shiva because he was so pleased. But if you want to see the transcendental Shiva, you must go outside of this world.
Gospodin Shiva prebiva na planini Kailash, koju mu je dao gospodin Kuvera kad je bio vrlo zadovoljan s njim. Međutim, ako želiš vidjeti transcendentalan gospodina Shivu, trebaš izaći iz ovoga svemira.
There, Lord Shiva worships his Ishta Devata, Sankarshan.
Gospodin Shiva na tome mjestu obožava svoga Ishta Devatu, Sankarshanu.
It is for the greatest devotees of Lord Shiva, they can go to this place.
To mjesto je namijenjeno najuzvišenijim obožavateljima gospodina Shive, oni jedini mogu tamo doći.
Narada Muni said, thank you very, very much.
Narada Muni rekao, hvala, puno ti hvala.
I will go.
Počiću.
He plays on his veena and is very ecstatic and pierces through the layers of the universe into the spiritual world where he wants to meet Lord Shiva.
On je zasvirao na svojoj vini, te je prošao i prošao kroz omotače svemira prema duhovnom svijetu kako bi se sreo sa gospodinom Shivom.
And as he approaches the planet of Lord Shiva, he sees something which is so wonderful that it is very difficult to say what he saw.
I kako se približavao planeti gospodina Šive, ugledao nešto što je bilo tako predivno, tako iznenađujuće, da je to vrlo teško opisati.
But what it is, I will not tell you today, but only tomorrow.
Ali što je to bilo, neću vam reći danas, nego sutra.
I will interrupt my narration here.
Ovdje ću prekinuti svoju pripovijest.
And I want to give you a little point to think of.
I želio bih vam dati jednu poantu, da o njoj promislite.
We are watching Narada Muni, how he is going through different devotees and asked them about their relationship with Krishna.
Ovdje vidimo Narada Munija koji odlazi od jednog bhakti do drugoga, te ih ispituje o njihovom odnosu sa Krishnom.
I really hope that you can draw many spiritual truths out of this.
I iskreno se nadam da iz toga možete izvući brojne duhovne istine.
I'm very thankful to Stavavali, who translates very nicely, but it's for me very, I think you can see I'm really struggling. It's a great challenge, but I hope I can serve you with this narration nicely.
Zahvala sam na dobrom prijevodu, a međutim možete se vidjeti kako je veliki izazov za mene, koliko se borim kako bih vam sve ovo ispripovjedao na dobar način.
This seminar is different than my other seminars.
Ovaj seminar razlikuje od ostalih mojih seminara.
This is really a seminar which has to be listened to with the heart, the undisturbed heart.
Ovo je seminar koji valja slušati srcem, neuznemirenim srcem.
You have to somehow pray to Lord Krishna to enter into the flow of the discussions.
Trebate se moliti gospodinu Krišni kako biste ušli u tijek ovog razgovora, ove rasprave.
And you have to pray that these discussions do something to you.
I trebate se moliti da rasprave koju ovdje slušate učine nešto za vas.
And then at the end you will have an experience if Lord Krishna is merciful to us.
I onda ćete, ako je gospodin Krišna milosti prema vama, na kraju steći jedno iskustvo.
See, when we meet together as devotees of Krishna and we want to, ultimately we will speak about Krishna and only Krishna.
Kada se kao bhakta gospodina Krišna okupljamo, govorimo o Krišni, onda ćemo također na kraju govoriti o Krišni i to isključivo o njemu.
And by this discussion and by this listening we are actually performing a service.
Ovom raspravom i njenim slušanjem mi zapravo služimo.
When you go to a Krishna katha, you're not going there to enjoy.
Kad idete na Krishna katha, ne idete tamo kako biste uživali.
You're going there to perform a devotional service called shravanam, listening to Krishna with full attention.
Odlazite tamo kako biste se bavili shravanamom, odnosno slušanjem o Krishni sa punom pozornošću.
Prabhupada once said, we don't have any problem except for one, we can't accept Krishna.
Što Prabhupada je jednom rekao, mi nemamo niti jedan problem osim jednoga, a to je da ne možemo prihvatiti Krishnu.
Our minds in Kali Yuga are so disturbed that they go to everything else than but Krishna.
Naši su umovi u Kali Yugi toliko uznemireni da idu, da dolaze na sve drugo osim na Krishnu.
And therefore it is considered to be a great service to just listen to Krishna katha.
I stoga se samo slušanje Krishna kate smatra tako velikom službom.
Krishna is very satisfied as he takes residence on the lotus of the heart if the speaker is qualified and the audience is qualified.
I kaže se da je Krishna toliko zadovoljan da dolazi i smješta se na lotus u srcu ako je govornik i slušateljstvo, ako govornik i slušateljstvo kvalificirani.
So when we do this I'm always praying to Lord Krishna, please don't let me be in the way of manifesting your divine narrations.
I kada ovo činim, molim se gospodinu Krišni, molim te, nemoj da stojim na putu očitovanja tvoje milosti.
And I need very much your cooperation to be attentive and willing to enter into this experience of just hearing about Krishna.
I zato mi je potrebna vaša suradnja kako biste bili voljni i željni proći kroz ovo iskustvo.
See, ultimately spiritual life is very, very, very easy.
U krajnjoj liniji duhovni život je vrlo, vrlo lagan.
We just need to accept Krishna. Bang. Nothing, but this all.
Trebamo samo prihvatiti Krišnu. To je sve.
I will end with a little story which you will be able to relate very easily.
Završit ću s ovim kratkom pričom s kojom ćete se vrlo lako moći poistovjetiti.
There were once two fishes swimming in the ocean and they came near to two philosophers who were discussing about the blue water of the ocean.
Dvije ribice jednom su plivale oceanom, te su došle do dva filozofa koji su nešto govorili o oceanu, njegovom plavetnilu.
Funny, said the one fish to the other, have you ever seen an ocean? I would like to see an ocean also.
To je baš zanimljivo, rekla je jedna ribica drugoj. Jesi li kad vidjela ocean? Ja bih ga baš voljela vidjeti.
They are talking so much about something I can't see.
Oni toliko pričaju o nečemu što uopće ne mogu vidjeti.
The other fish said, I have also not seen the ocean. Where is it? I don't know.
Druga riba rekla, nisam ni ja vidjela ocean. Gdje je on? Gdje se nalazi?
So they split ways. One swam in this direction and the other in this direction.
I one su se razišle, jedna je otišla u jednome, a druga u drugom smjeru.
One went back to the other fishes.
Jedna se vratila drugim ribama.
And the other fish wanted to find the ocean.
A druga je riba željela pronaći ocean.
After 20 years of searching.
Nakon 20 godina potrage.
He came back to the other fishes who were still living.
Da se riba vratila ostalima koji su još bili na životu.
And the fishes asked him, have you seen the ocean now?
I ribe su ga pitale, jesi li sada vidjela ocean?
And he smiled, he said, yes. You wouldn't believe me when I would tell you.
Ta se riba osmijehnula, rekla, da, ali ne biste vjerovali kad bih rekao.
So in the same way, Lord Krishna is really everywhere in our lives, but we can't see him.
Na isti način, gospodin Krishna je posuda u cijelom našem životu, ali mi ga ne vidimo.
That's why we listen to him.
I zbog toga trebamo slušati o njemu.
And this Priya Bhagavatamrita will tell us many secrets about Lord Krishna.
A ovo će nam Brihad Bhagavatamrita ispričati mnoge tajne o Krishni.
Narada Muni will eventually go to Prahlad.
Narada Muni će na kraju otići do Prahlada.
And hear about his relationship to Krishna.
Slušati njegovu odnosu sa Krishnom.
Prahlad happens to be his disciple and it's a very difficult discussion which they have.
Prahlad je njegov učenik, ima će jedan vrlo težak razgovor.
Because Narada Muni wants to always worship Prahlad and Prahlad doesn't want this.
Jer će Narada Muni želiti obožavati Prahlada, a Prahlad to da kako.
I would like to talk about the author and the speaker.
Prije nego što počnem pripovijedati ovu priču iz Brihad Bhagavatamrita, želim nešto reći o njenom govorniku, te o njenom autoru.
The author is Sanatan Goswami, who was previous to becoming a monk, a prime minister to the Bengali government.
Prije nego što je postao redovnik, Sanatan Goswami bio je premijer jednom važnom muslimanskom činovniku.
On the height of his political career, he understood that because he is an eternal soul, material profit and position is meaningless to him as a soul.
Na vrhuncu svoje političke karijere, on je shvatio da njemu, budući je duhovna duša, ništa zapravo ne znači sad taj ugled i slava, i položaj.
He left his 1,000 costly garments, it is said, to wear the simple dress of a poor beggar monk.
I napustio je svoje bogate halje kako bi nosio jednostavnu odjeću prosjaka.
and his meals, which and he changed his meals, which were composed of 100 preparations, for the most simplest of food, which is a wet ball of grains baked on hot stones.
Te napustio svoje sve bogate obroke koji se sastojali od stotinu jela za vrlo jednostavnu hranu koja se sastojala od nešto žitarica pomiješanih sa vodom i ispečenih.
This is something so inconceivable as if what is our president here, our minister, Steve,
Message.
Mr. Message or Mr. Bush would give up their political positions to become a Hare Krishna. It's very unusual.
I to je nešto toliko neobično da nalikuje recimo nekakvu situaciju koju bi gospodin Mesić ili gospodin Bush ostavili svoje položaje i postali Hare Krishna.
Yes. Sanatana Goswami became one of the famous six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are considered to be in their eternal position of spiritual bodies, maid servants of Srimati Radhika.
I Sanatan Goswami postoji jedan od proslavljene šestorice Goswamija koji su svojim duhovnim tijelima pomoćnice Srimati Radharani.
Virachandra, please sit with us. Don't be an outsider. It is not necessary. It is amazing how much Sanatana Goswami was loved at his time.
How much? Zapamnio koliko je on, koliko su ga voljeli u to vrijeme.
Whenever he came in Vrindavan to a village, the whole village received him.
Kada god bi došao u neko selo u Vrindavanu, cijelo selo bi ga došlo da čekati.
It was understood that whatever Sanatana Goswami would advise would be the last advice to all practical matter, including marriage problems.
I smatralo se da savjet koji bi dao Sanatan Goswami je to jedan od posljednja riječ u bilo kakvom savjetovanju u vezi bilo čega, naravno od praktičnih stvari, pa čak i takve stvari kao što su bila vjenčanja.
And when after staying for 3 days in a village, he finally left, the whole village accompanied him to the end of the village and said, stay a few hours longer, please.
A kada bi nakon 3 dana otišao iz toga sela, cijelo bi ga selo došlo ispratiti i svi bi ga molim te ostani barem na još nekoliko sati.
It was known that Sanatana Goswami kept a secret with him.
Bilo je poznato da je Sanatana Goswami svoju tajnu nosio sa sobom.
The secret was that anyone who had contact with him would become infected in love of God.
A ta je tajna bila da bi svaka osoba koja bi došla u dodir sa njim postala zaražena ljubavlju prema Bogom.
So at the very end of his stay on earth, Sanatana Goswami sat down to write what he considered to be his masterpiece, the Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
I tijekom posljednjeg vremena koje on proveo na ovoj planeti, na Zemlji, stio je kako bi napisao ono što se kasnije smatralo njegovim najboljim radom, Brihat Bhagavatamritam.
It is said, just like the Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedic scriptures, the Brihat Bhagavatamritam is the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I kaže se da kao što je Srimad Bhagavatam srž svih vedskih spisa, tako je Brihat Bhagavatamrita srž Srimad Bhagavatama.
In this wonderful work you will find everything and more what you need to become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna.
U ovom ćete dijelu naći sve najviše od onoga što vam je potrebno kako biste postali gospodinov čisti bhakta.
So when on the last day you finally go out of Hotel Laguna, you will be effulgent with love of Godhead and embrace all the people of Zagreb and make them pure devotees.
I kada posljednjeg dana izađete iz ovog hotela Lagune, blistat ćete duhovnom svjetlošću, zagrlit ćete sve ljude naokolo i u Zagrebu pretvoriti ih u čiste bhakte.
I must tell you, just as you might most probably feel excited at the beginning of this seminar, I'm double as nervous as you.
I kao što ste vjerojatno svi uzbuđeni na prvi dan ovoga seminara, ja sam gotovo gotovo dvostruko osjećam tako kao i vi.
I pray that you will bless me by your good wishes so that I can narrate everything properly.
I molim vas se da me blagoslovite svojim dobrim željama kako bih mogla pravilno sve ispripovijedati.
And I pray that you will give me something very important of you.
I molim, želim vas zamoliti da mi date nešto vrlo vrijedno.
Your full attention.
A to je vaša potpuna pozornost.
And that you please do what is very difficult for you to be on time.
To je još nešto za čem biti vrlo teško, a to je da dođete na vrijeme.
All right. So, who was narrating this wonderful epos for the first time?
Tko je po prvi puta ispričao ovo epsko djelo?
It is Parikshit Maharaj, who from the beginning of his life saw Lord Krishna in the womb of his mother.
To je bio Parikshit Maharaj koji još na početku svoga života vidio gospodina Krišnu dok je bio još u utrobi svoje majke.
When he was very, very small, an embryo, the Varya Ashwatthama, knowing of him being in the womb of his mother, threw a terrible atomic weapon to kill him in the womb.
Znajući da se taj kraj nalazi u obliku embrija u maternici svoje majke, ratnik Ashwatthama poslao je vrlo snažno oružje kako bi ga ubio.
At that time, Lord Krishna appeared in the womb to personally ward off the influence of the Brahmastra.
I u tom se trenutku pojavio sam gospodin Krišna unutar maternice kako bi svojim kako bi svoj vlastitom rukom otklonio utjecaj te Brahmastre.
In other words, Parikshit had seen the Lord when he was an embryo.
Drugim riječima, Parikshit je vidio gospodina još dok je bio embrio.
And that vision was so extraordinarily pleasing that for the rest of his life he really only could do one thing: to search that person he had seen in his mother's womb.
I taj događaj bio toliko iznenađujuće predivan da ostatak svoga života proveo radeći samo jednu stvar, tražeći osobu koju je tada vidio.
When the small Parikshit was a little child, he did not play like children do, but he only engaged in the worship of the deity of Lord Krishna.
Kada je Parikshit bio dječak, nije se upuštao u igre kao druga djeca, već se samo bavio obožavanjem gospodina.
Finally, when he was coronated, he became such a powerful emperor that single-handedly he challenged Kali, the personification of this evil age.
I konačno, kada je bio okrunjen, postao je tako moćan kralj da je vlastoručno izazvao Kali, osobu koja je personifikacija ovoga doba.
And because Parikshit had God behind him, Kali had to surrender.
I budući je iza Parikshita stajao sam gospodin, Kali se morao predati.
Later in his life, Parikshit made a little mistake by unconsciously offending a saint who was meditating.
Kasnije u svom životu Parikshit počinio jednu grešku uvrijedivši mudraca koji je meditirao.
And for this mistake he was cursed by the son of the saint to die within 7 days.
I zbog te greške sin te svete osobe prokleo ga je da umre u roku 7 dana.
And for these 7 days which he had left, he sat on the bank of the Jamuna or Ganga listened non-stop to his exalted spiritual master Shukadev Goswami, who told him the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I tijekom tih svojih posljednjih 1 dana, sjedeći na obali rijeke Gange, on je neprekidno slušao ono što mu je ispripovjedao njegov duhovni učitelj, uzvišeni Shukadeva Goswami, tog Srimad Bhagavatam.
And it is at the end of the 7th day that our narration starts.
A naša pripovijest počinje na kraju toga 7. dana.
Shukadev Goswami had just ended his story. He asked, "Is there any further question you would like to ask, Parikshit?"
Shukadev Goswami upravo je završio ono što je govorio, te je upitao, "Postoji još nešto što me želiš upitati, Parikshit?"
Parikshit said, "No, My death is quickly coming. Let me now meditate about Achyuta, the infallible Lord, and in this way leave this body.
Međutim, Parikšit je rekao, ne, moja se smrt vrlo brzo približava i sada bih trebao meditirati na nepobjedivog gospodina Achyutu i na taj način napustiti svoje tijelo.
My fear of death has been alleviated by you, Shukadev Goswami.
Ti si, dragi Shukadev Goswami, otklonio strah od smrti.
Let me die now.
Neka sada umrem.
Shukadev Goswami smiled and he left.
Shukadev Goswami se osmijehnuo i otišao.
Parikshit sat down to meditate.
Parikshit je sjeo kako bi meditirao.
At this moment, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj, Uttara, came through the saints and said, my son, please wait.
U tom trenutku, kroz, kroz taj red svetaca, došla je Parikshitova majka, Uttara, govoreći, sine moj, pričekaj.
Uttara was a great devotee of Lord Krishna.
Uttara je bila veliki bhakta gospodina Krishna.
Parikshit looked at her.
Parikshit je pogledao.
And what do you wish, mother? I have my days. I have to leave now the world.
On je pitao, što želiš, majko? Ja sad trebam napustiti ovaj svijet.
Please, said Uttara, because she was a great devotee of the Lord. Tell me, what did your spiritual master teach you?
I budući je bila velike Krišni bhakta, ona rekla, molim te, reci mi čemu te je podučio tvoj duhovni učitelj.
You have to understand her. She was aggrieved that her son would die, but at the same time, she was a nectar hunter. She wanted to know the nectar.
Morate shvatiti, ona je bila vrlo ožalošćena što je njen sin odlazi, što će umriti. Međutim, istovremeno je bila lovac na nektar, željela je dobiti taj nektar.
Parikshit said, mother, I should be meditating now, but because you are asking about the nectar of the Supreme Personality of God, I feel encouraged to tell you.
Parikshit Maharaj rekao, majko, ja bih sada trebao meditirati, ali budući da ti sada se raspituješ o nektaru, o gospodinu, osjećam veliki polet da ti to ispričam.
I will give you now a summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam, mother. Listen attentively.
Majko, sada ću ti ispričati samu srž Srimad Bhagavatama. Pozorno me slušaj.
And he made his obeisances to Lord Achyuta, the infallible Lord, and then begged his spiritual master Shukadev Goswami to be able to narrate a summary of that great work which he had just heard.
Potom je odao poštovanje Achyuti nepobjedivome gospodinu i svojem duhovnom učitelju Shukadev Goswamiju, te zamolio za milost kako bi bio u stanju ispričati i samu srž toga velikog djela koji je upravo bio čuo.
It's a story of love of Godhead which you will hear now.
Ovo što ćete sada čuti jest priča o ljubavi za Boga.
Please listen carefully because Parikshit Maharaj is making the endeavor to tell it before he dies, so you have to we are obliged to give our best in hearing.
Molim vas sada dajte se od sebe kako biste ovo čuli, jer se Parikshit Maharaj potrudio ispričati to dok je umirao, stoga bismo trebali pažljivo saslušati.
Parikshit Maharaj Kaje. Once in Prayag, during the month of January, Narada Muni and an assembly of saints took their sacred bath in the Ganga.
Parikshit Maharaj je rekao, jednom je u Prayagu među na skupu velikih bhakta tijekom mjeseca siječnja Narada Muni ušao u Gangu kako bi se okupao.
Afterwards, they all went into the temple of Bindu Madhava and discussed and praised each other. You, my dear devotee, I have gotten the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna.
Potom su svi otišli u hram Bindu Madhave, te su se tamo slavili jedan drugoga, govoreći, dragi moj bhakto, ti si dobio najveću milost gospodina.
It's as if we would say, Vira Chandra, when you were young, Oh, Madhavi, when you were young, you got so much mercy of Krishna. You must be the greatest devotees of Krishna.
No, to je veća zira kako bi sam mi došli sada i rekli, o, dragi Mira Chandra ili draga Madhavi, kada ste bili mladi, dobili ste veliku gospodinovu milost i stoga ste sigurno najveći od bhakta.
It was almost like an appreciation ceremony, you know, like we do in the temples.
To je bilo gotovo put nekakvog otreda u kojem se iskazivalo štovanje, nešto slično kao što imamo u našim hramovima.
After the ceremonies were finished, one devoted brahmana got up and washed the feet of all the people who were ready there.
Nakon što se ceremonije završile, jedan vrlo odani brahmana ustao je te oprao stopala svim tada prisutnim baktama.
This brahmana was shaking with ecstasy as he was serving all the assembled devotees. He gave prasad to everyone, including the insects.
Taj brahmana drhtao u zanosu dok je služio sve tamo prisutne bakte, djeleći prasadam svima, pa čak i kukcima.
When Narada Muni saw this, he said, "You are the greatest devotee. You are so humble that you serve all the devotees."
I Narada Muni došao i rekao, "Ti si najveći bhakta, toliko si ponizan da služiš sve ostale."
But the brahmana answered, "How much service can I do? I'm so poor."
Ali brahmana rekao, "Ali koliko službe mogu ja učiniti? Tako sam siromašan."
If you want to see a real devotee, you must go in the southern countries of India where you will meet a king.
Ako doista želiš upoznati velikog baktu, trebaš poći u južne predjele u Indiji gdje ćeš sresti jednog velikog kralja.
Daily this king feeds 10,000 brahmanas with food.
Taj kralj svakodnevno hrani nahrani 10,000 bhakta.
He spends all his money on big Sankirtan festivals.
On uvijek troši novac na velike Sankirtan festivale.
He is prideless and considers himself to be the menial servant of even the street sweeper in his kingdom.
On nema nimalo ponosa u sebi, te se smatra običnim slugom, čak i čistača ulica u svojemu kraljevstvu.
Go to him, you will see he is a real devotee. He got the mercy.
Dođi njemu i vidjet ćeš, on je pravi bhakta, on je taj koji je dobio milost.
Narada Muni immediately took leave, and on the Narada Muni airways, you know, he can fly in the sky, he went to the king, and when he came near to the kingdom, he heard the hum of the brahmanas chanting mantras in glorification of Lord Krishna.
Kad je to čuo, Narada Muni odmah je otišao sa tog mjesta, leteći sa svojom Narada Ervisom, zato da on može letjeti zrakom. I kada se približio državi toga kralja, odmah je čuo zvuk, odnosno mrmor različitih mantri u kojoj su bile pjevane u slavu gospodina Krišne.
Narada Muni, when he saw the king, he played on his vidna and praised him. "You are the greatest recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy."
I kada je Narada Muni ugledao toga kralja, zasvirao je na svoje vinite, mu je rekao, "Ti si sigurno onaj koji je primio najveću gospodinu milost."
Most of the people in this world are very proud, but you are the king and are still in the position of a servant.
Mnogi su ljudi na ovome svijetu vrlo ponosni, međutim ti si, iako si kralj, stavljaš sam sebi položaj da si sluga svakome.
All your wealth and your position you engage in the service of Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas. You are the biggest.
Sve svoje bogatstvo i sad svoj položaj angažiraš za služenje Krišne i Vaishnava. Ti si sigurno najveći od svih.
But the king felt very sad.
Ali kralj je bio vrlo žalostan.
"I am suffering the miseries, the threefold miseries of material existence.
Ja ispaštam od trostrukih bjeda materijalnog postojanja.
I cannot do any service, I'm constantly disturbed.
Ja ne mogu služiti ni na koji način, neprestano sam uznemiren.
I have not received mercy."
Ja nisam primio milost.
If you want to find persons who have received the mercy of God, you must go to the heavenly planets where you find the devatas. They live a long life undisturbed.
Ako doista želiš sresti osobe koje su primile gospodinu milost, moraš otići u rajske predjele. Tamo ćeš sresti osobe koje žive vrlo neznemirenim životom.
These devatas have effulgent bodies and they drink only nectar.
Devate koji žive tamo imaju vrlo blistava tijela i piju nektar.
And amongst them you will find one called Indra.
Među njima pronaći ćeš jednu osobu koja se zove Indra.
For the service of the Lord, he has been given a mystical elephant, Airavata.
Za služenje gospodina dobio je jednog mističnog slona koji se zove Airavata.
For the service of the Lord, he has gardens with Parijata flowers.
Za služenje gospodina on ima vrtove ispunjene cvijećem Parijate.
These trees fulfill him all desires.
Njegova stabla ispunjavaju sve želje.
And the best is Indra's youngest brother is God himself, Vamandev.
A najbolje je to što je Indrin najmlađi brat, gospodin osobno, Vamanadev.
He personally stays at Indra's court and receives a food from Indra's own hand.
On osobno boravi na Krišni, na Indrinom dvoru, te prima hranu iz njegovih ruku.
Then the king cried.
Kralj se potom rastakao.
We want to see a devotee. Don't waste your time with me, please. Go to the heavenly planets. See Indra.
Ako doista želiš vidjeti Bhaktu, molim te, ne raditi vrijeme ovdje sa mnom. Pođi na rajske planete i tamo se sedni sa Indrom.
This Narada Muni quickly embraced the king and then went by the Narada Muni airways to Svargaloka, the heavenly planet.
Na teči Narada Muni je čvrsto zagrlio kralja, te je odmah pošao svojim Narada Airwaysom na Svargaloku.
There he saw riding on the eagle Garuda in an effulgence Lord Vishnu landing just on the planet Svargaloka.
Tamo je vidio kako u blistavom sjaju stojeći na svom orlu Garudi osobno gospodin Vishnu slijeće na Svargaloku.
He saw Indra weeping with his 1000 eyes constantly and praising Lord Vishnu with devotion.
Tamo je također vidio gospodina Indru koji je neprestano sa svojih 1000 očiju ronio suze slaveći gospodina Vishnu.
It was a great fire yagya which Lord Vishnu attended, and in that yagya he was personally worshipped by the best of sages.
Gospodin Vishnu je tamo prisustvovao jednoj velikoj jagi na kojem koja je bila u njegovu čast i gdje su ga veliki sveti slavili.
Narada Muni saw how Indra, after the yagya was completed, walked Lord Vishnu back to his residence, which was on Svargaloka.
I Narada Muni je vidio kako je po okončanju jagje Indra odvratio gospodina Vishnu u njegovu palaču koja se tamo nalazila na Svargaloki.
And when Indra came back, Narada Muni praised him.
Kada se Indra vratio, Narada Muni ga je slavio.
You are the best of devotees.
Ti si najbolji od devota.
Lord Vishnu is personally living at the same planet and is behaving very intimately with you.
Gospodin Vishnu osobno živi na istoj planeti s tobom i imate vrlo prisan odnos.
All the great demigods obey your command.
Svi polubogovi se ravnaju po tvojoj zapovjedi.
The Vedas have praised you.
Vede su te proslavile.
Why?
Zašto?
Because the Lord has become your younger brother.
Zato što je gospodin postao tvoj mlađi brat.
When Indra heard this, he was not very satisfied.
Kad Indra to čuo, nije bio jako zadovoljan.
He was ashamed.
Bio je posramljen.
What are you saying, Narada Muni?
Šta to pričaš, Narada Muni?
I am the recipient of the Lord's mercy.
Zar sam ja onaj koji je dobio gospodinovu milost?
You have seen, you have heard, you have read that I'm constantly running away because I do some mistake.
Vidio si, čuo si ili si pročitao da neprestano radim nekakve greške.
Usually I run behind some woman and then I'm cursed by her husband or father.
Vrlo često trčim za nekom ženom, pa me onda prokune njezin muž ili njezin otac.
Just now there was another scandal on the heavenly planets involving me.
Eto, upravo je na rajskim planetama bio još jedan skandal u kom sam sudjelovao.
You know, Indra had once taken a woman by force, and as a result, he was cursed to have his body covered with 1,000 private parts of the female.
Možda već znate kako je jednom Indra na silu uzeo jednu ženu i zbog toga je bio proklet da po cijelom tijelu dobije 100 intimnih ženskih dijelova.
And you know, this was very embarrassing for him.
To je da kako bilo vrlo postavljujuće za njega.
Just imagine
how he looked. Zamislite samo kako je izgledao.
And only because he begged so much forgiveness, the curse was turned into 1,000 eyes.
I samo zato što je toliko molio za milost, to je da se prokletstvo promijenilo tako da dobio 1,000 očiju.
And now we have war here on the heavenly planets. Just now Bali came with his army and drove me out.
A baš smo sad imali i rat ovdje na rajskim planetama. Došao je Bali i istjerao nas.
And Vamanadev, to embarrass me further, was not taking the kingdom back by force, but he came begging to my enemy.
Vamanadev, kako bi me još više posramio, nije oduzeo to kraljestvo silom, već je došao proseći pred moga neprijatelja.
I have made offenses against even my guru.
Čak sam napravio uvrede prema svojemu guru.
I have killed a sinless brahmana called Vishvarupa.
Ubio sam beskrišnog brahmanu Vishvarupu.
I killed the best devotee, Vritasura.
Ubio sam najboljeg baktu, Vritasuru.
He was a paramahansa.
On je bio paramahansa.
I am so groovy.
Ja sam tako groov.
And you know I'm constantly full of anxiety.
I internetno da sam stalno nekoj tiskobi.
Whenever I see a devotee of Lord Krishna making tangible advancement in order to, because I'm so afraid that he will become more glorious than me, I will send him a woman to fall down.
Kad god vidim nekog gospodinovog baktu koji radi neki, koji osjetno napreduje, bojeći se da će postati slavni od mene, pošaljem neku ženu kako bi ga zavela.
I'm such a rascal and you praise me?
Ja sam takav nitko, a ti me slaviš?
I'm even an enemy to Lord Krishna.
Ja sam neprijatelj čak i gospodinu Krišni.
Once Lord Krishna came and wanted to take one of my parijata trees to please his good wife, Satyabhama.
Gospodin Krišna je jednom došao i želi uzeti jednu od mojih stabala parijata kako bi zadovoljio svoju ženu, Satyabhamu.
And he saw my assembly house and he also took my assembly house.
Također je vidio jednu od mojih velikih dvorana i želi uzeti nju.
How did I react?
A kako sam ja reagirao?
I said, this is not all right, this is my parijata tree, give it back or I will give you battle.
Ja sam rekao, to nije u redu, to je stavio parijata moje i izvoli ga vratiti natrag i idemo se zaratiti.
Krishna smiled at me, don't you know that everything belongs to me?
Krishna se usmijeh rekao, zar ne znaš da sve pripada meni?
But I fought with my dear Lord.
Ali ja sam se borio protiv svoga dragog gospodina.
And as a result I was defeated.
I kao posljedica toga bio sam poražen.
Do you want to hear another of my faults?
Želiš li čuti još jednu od mojih pogrešaka?
By now Narada Muni was shaking.
Do tada Narada Muni se već tresao, drhtao je.
But Indra was very enthusiastic to call about.
Ali Indra je bio vrlo entuzijastičan, se čeliki povest da priča o tome.
Once a year, Lord Krishna's dear associates offer me a yagya.
Jednom godišnje Krišnini dragi pratioci nude mi jagiju.
But then Krishna said, no, this year we will not offer the yajna to Indra, we will offer it to the Govardhan mountain.
Ali jedne godine, gospodin Krishna došao rekao, ne ovaj puta jagnju nećemo ponuditi Indri, nego Govardhanu.
I felt so ignored.
Osjećao sam se tako zanemareno.
I was so disturbed.
Ja sam tako uznemiren.
I went with all my clouds to Vrindavan and just wanted to wipe out that place to give trouble to Krishna.
Došao sam sa svim svojim oblacima na Vrindavan i bio sam tako uznemiren da sam jednostavno htio sprati to mjesto sa lice zemlje.
But Krishna ignored me further.
Ali Krishna me još više zanemario.
He just picked up the hill and put it like an umbrella. Don't disturb, please.
On je nastavno na svojom malom prstu podigao cijelo brdo i jednostavno rekao, molim te, nemoj me uznemiravati.
What should I tell you, Narada Muni? Please just leave me. I'm so embarrassed to be called even a shadow of a devotee.
Šta ti uopće mogu reći, Narada Muni? Molim te, odi sada. Osjećam veliki sram da me nazoveš čak i sjenkom bhakte.
If you want to see a real devotee, you must go to your father, Brahma, who's directly the son of Vishnu.
Ako želiš vidjeti pravog bhaktu, trebaš poći svojemu ocu, Brahmi. On je sin samoga Vishnu.
He's born on a lotus flower, and on one of his days, 14 Indras like me come and go. We are so insignificant.
On se rađa na lotosovu cvijetu i tijekom jednog njegovog dana pojavljuje se 14 Indri. Ja sam tako beznačajan.
And on his planet,
a na svojoj planeti,
the Lord is present as the Mahapurusha. He has a 1,000-headed form there.
Gospodin je prisutan kao Mahapurusha. On tamo ima 1,000 glava.
He is there with Lord Brahma.
Tamo je sa gospodinom Brahman.
He sleeps on that planet.
Na toj planeti on spava.
He acts as the guru of Lord Brahma who instructs him.
On djeluje kao guru gospodinu Brahmi, te mu daje uputstva.
Go to Brahma who is constantly with the Lord.
Dođi Brahmi koji je neprestano s gospodinom.
Before I continue, I will ask you a question.
Prije nego što nastavim, želim vam postaviti pitanje.
What can we learn from these situations?
Što možemo naučiti iz ovih situacija?
A devotee hates to be praised.
Bhakta mrzi da ga se slavi.
He loves to glorify other devotees.
On voli slaviti druge bhakte.
I want to recommend you, we are just at the beginning of our discussion, to listen in a way so that you can extract some principles for your own spiritual life, because a story like this is meant to accomplish just that.
Sada dok smo još na početku ove naše rasprave, želio bih vam preporučiti da pazite na načela koja se nalaze iza ovoga o čemu govorim, iza ove pripovijesti, jer ona je namijenjena upravo tome da nam pomogne u duhovnom životu.
In this world we consider praise to be most precious than even gold.
U ovome svijetu hvalu smatramo vrijednijom čak i od zlata.
The materialistic society, each one wants to be flattered and is jealous if another gets praise.
U materialističkom društvu ljudi vole kad im se laska, da postanu vrlo ljubomorni kada se slavi nekog drugoga.
But in a spiritual society, self-praise is considered to be the root of all problems.
Međutim, u duhovnom svijetu, odnosno duhovnom životu, smatra se da je hvaljenje ili slavljenje neke osobe korijen svih nevolja.
It has been said that pratishta, or recognition for oneself, is as despicable as the dung of a boar.
Rečeno je da je pratišta, odnosno slava koju osoba primi, jednako odvratna kao i izmet od divlje svinje.
Have you seen what svines eat?
Jeste li vidjeli što svinje jedu?
Slime.
Je to sluz?
Stool.
Izmet.
Rotten substances like apples, who are much too old.
Trule tvari poput jabuka koje su prestare.
Can you imagine what the sum total of this food, the stool, will be like?
I možete li samo zamisliti kako skupina svega toga, odnosno izmet, izgleda?
It is a very rejectable substance.
To je vrlo odbojna tvar.
Still, we chase so much after this.
A ipak mi toliko jurimo za njom.
For Vaishnavas, to be praised is like getting the bodang.
Za Vaishnave, primanje slave je upravo poput primanja izmeta kakve svinje.
It is something to be avoided at all costs.
To je nešto što po svaku cijenu trebamo izbjegavati.
Because it will cover the eternal soul with a wrong concept.
Jer će to vječnu dušu prekriti pogrešnim konceptom, shvaćanjem.
We are never glorious except when we are connected with Krishna.
Mi nikada nismo slavni osim kada smo povezani sa Krishnom.
That does not mean that we should go about you know, punishing the Vaishnavas. You this and you nonsense, you nonsense, you nonsense.
To međutim ne znači da trebamo ići naokolo i kažnjavati bhakti, Vaishnave, govoriti im ti ova glupost ili ona glupost.
Some of the devotees sometimes do this and they think this is very Krishna conscious.
Neki bhakti to kad čine i misle da to vrlo svjesno Krishna.
No, we should praise all the devotees.
Ne, mi trebamo slaviti sve bhakte.
But we should not look for our own praise.
Ali ne bismo trebali tragati za vlastitom hvalom, vlastitom slavom.
So we will now have a little pause.
Sada ćemo imati kratku stanku.
And we will hear what happens when Narada Muni comes to Brahma Loka.
A onda ćemo čuti šta se to zbiva kada Narada Muni dođe na Brahma Loku.
It will be very, very interesting.
A to će biti vrlo, vrlo zanimljivo.
This pause will be for exactly 15 minutes.
Taj će drugi dio početi za točno 15 minuta.
And we will have Tomislav, who has a very good working wristwatch. He will give us the time, like this.
Tomislav koji ima vrlo dobar sat, navit će nam kada to vrijeme počne ovim znakom.
Please be on time, if you can.
Ako možete, molim vas, budite točni.
And I will prepare now the second part.
Ja ću se sada pripremiti za drugi dio.
Shri Priya Bhagavatamrita ki jay, Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Go Premanandi Hari Go. And after listening to this or having a listening marathon like this, there will be a result in your heart.
Nakon ovakvog maratona slušanja, nešto će se zbiti u vašem srcu.
So I invite you to make this transformative experience.
I stoga vas pozivam na ovo preobražujuće iskustvo.
You will see, although it is unusual and maybe sometimes hard for you to concentrate, at the end something happens to your heart.
Iako je možda neobično i možda vam se teško usredotočiti, na kraju ćete vidjeti da se nešto dogodilo s vašim srcem.
You are, in other words, doing what we have discussed in Milinko's place. You are entering the energy field of a spiritual tradition. Let us see what it will do with us.
Drugim riječima, kao što smo govorili o tome kod Bhakta Milinka, ulazite u jedno duhovno iskustvo, duhovnog kruga. Trebamo vidjeti sada što će se dogoditi.
Okay, so we are continuing.
U redu, sad ćemo nastaviti.
Narada Muni, now, after a long journey through the airways, arrives in Brahma Loka.
на Рада Муни, након дугачка пута својим Ервесом, на почетку је стигао на Брамалоку.
Already from a distance, he hears how Brahmanas chant Vedic hymns, and he sees the most opulent place of Yagya. It's called Yagya style.
On je već izdaljeni čuo Brahmane kako pjevaju vedske himne, te je ugledao jedan veliki prostor za žrtvenu vatru ili Yagya stanu.
In the Brahma Sanghita it says that Mahapurusha, that is the great lord of all lords, started the process of Vedic sacrifices on Brahmaji's planet.
U Brahma Samhiti se govori kako je Mahapuruša, odnosno veliki gospodar svih gospodara, započeo sa ovim procesom žrtvovanja na Brahminoj planeti.
He did this to teach people that without sacrifice you cannot attain anything spiritual.
On je to napravio kako bi podučio ljude da bez žrtvovanja ne možete postići, odnosno ostvariti ništa duhovno.
Therefore the Lord went on the creator of this universe planet, the Brahma's planet, and started there a huge yagya, and he has not left that place since then.
I zbog toga je gospodar ovoga, odnosno gospodin, pošao na planetu stvaratelja ovoga svemira, odnosno na Brahminu planetu, gdje je započeo tu ogromnu jagiju i još dan danas je on tamo, nije otišao.
When Narada Muni came to the planet, he saw how that incredible form of Lord Krishna took the sacrifices with his thousands of hands and put them into his thousands of mouths.
I kada je Narada Muni došao na to mjesto, vidio kako gospodar žrtvovanja, odnosno gospodin koji je tamo prisutan, prihvaća ponude sa tisućama svojih ruku, te ih prinosi tisućama svojih ustiju.
The Lord did this by his achintya shakti, or inconceivable energy.
Gospodin je to učinio pomoću svoje achintya shakti, odnosno nepojmljive energije.
After accepting all these offerings of ghee and different offerings, the Lord blessed everyone with Lakshmi, who was sitting just next to him, and then he went off to some place where he went to sleep.
Prihvativši se različite ponude gija i ostale ponude koje su mu prinešene, gospodin je sa božicom sreće sa svoje strane svima ponudio blagoslova, a potom je pošao na mjesto gdje se može odmoriti.
On that highest place in the universe, a very subtle place, God has two functions which I think every one of us wants to also imitate in this world.
Na tom najvišem dijelu ovoga univerzuma, koji je vrlo suptilan, gospodin ispunjava dvije funkcije koje, vjerujem, bi svi od nas u ovom materijalnom svijetu također željeli imati.
He eats offerings and he sleeps.
On jede ponude i spava.
But you have to know that in his sleeping he does not sink into the mode of tama like we do, but he conducts intelligently the affairs of the universe in his dreams.
Međutim, kada on pođe na počinak, pritom ne utone u tamas kao mi, već sasvim inteligentno i svjesno se bavi svim problemima, sa svim pitanjima ovoga svemira.
In other words, his dreams are a reality.
Drugim riječima, njegovi snovi su stvarnost.
So when the Lord had accepted the offerings and went to a rest, Lord Brahma sat on his throne, and there he heard how his devotees were praising Lord Krishna with wonderful song and hymns.
Kada je gospodin tako pošao na svoj počinak, gospodin Brahma je sjeo na prijestolje, te je slušao kako njegovi pratitelji različitim pjesmama i himnama slavu gospodina Krišnu.
And Lord Brahma heard his devotees chanting Krishna's praise, he was weeping in ecstasy with deep emotion.
I kada je gospodin Brahma čuo kako njegovi štovatelji slavu gospodina Krišnu, počeo je plakati sa dubokim osjećajima i emocijama.
at that time Narada Muni approached him with playing on his veena. He said, "You are the dearest of Krishna's devotees. You are the grandfather of the universe. You are the creator. You are self-born."
I on je rekao, ti si najveći od svih bhakta, ti si stvoritelj ovoga svemira, ti si samorođen.
With your four mouths, all the Vedas come out.
Ti si djeda ovoga svemira, iz svoje funkcije izlaze sve vede.
Anyone who wants to come to your planet, he has to perform Vanashram Dham in perfection for 1,000 births.
Onaj tko želi dostići tvoju planetu mora tijekom 1000 života strogo slijediti Vanashrama Dharmu.
You are wonderful.
Ti si predivan.
When Brahma heard this, he took his 8 arms, yes, 4 heads, 8 arms, mathematical calculation, and he covered all his ears.
Kada je gospodin Brahma to čuo, sa svojih 8 ruku prekrio svoje uši.
And he called out, "Ja sam sluga, ja sam sluga. What are you saying?"
I povikao je, "Ja sam sluga, ja sam sluga. Što to govoriš?"
Since your childhood, I'm trying to educate.